So Kepler has been such a success that we've actually been able to become bored of its results. But there are other new space telescopes coming on board soon. Carolyn?
Well, yes, I just wanted to mention a new X-ray telescope that's been launched. It's called New Star, and it was launched successfully on the 13th of June. Now, we've already got a couple of X-ray telescopes in orbit that are doing brilliantly, so that's XMM, Newton and Chandra. But this new X-ray telescope works in what we call hard X-rays. So these are much higher energy X-rays than the current missions work on. And the more energetic the photons, the kind of more energy that's required to produce them. So these originate from some of the most exciting places in the universe, you know, the most explosive events, the most energetic events, regions where you've got intense gravitational or magnetic fields. So it could be, for example, collapsing stars, supernova explosions, black holes. The other thing about hard X-rays is they can actually travel through obscuring screens of sort of dust material that would absorb lower energy photons. And so if you have an obscured black hole region or some event that you wouldn't see at lower energy X-rays, you can actually determine these X-rays. And this new telescope is going to have a much better ability to resolve both spectra and also images than has been achieved before at these energies. So the X-ray telescope itself is quite interesting because X-ray telescopes are very different from optical or radio dishes. The mirrors are more like kind of hollow tubes that are nested one inside each other that are almost parallel to the incoming photons, and they have an enormous focal length. So the photons enter the mirrors, come to a focus 10 metres further away on the detector. So this whole telescope, you have the mirrors at one end and then you have the detector 10 metres away, and it's all anchored in place on a 10-metre mast. And of course, this has to fly up to orbit. So you can't fly a 10-metre mast with these mirrors and detectors on as it is into orbit. So it's all folded up for launch. And then on the 13th of June, this was launched from a Pegasus rocket. So you've got the telescope strapped to the Pegasus rocket, and then the Pegasus rocket was strapped to a Stargazer aircraft, which flies it up to 12.5 kilometres, releases the rocket that then takes the telescope up to low Earth orbit. And they've successfully opened the solar panels, and it's taking a week to gather enough energy from the sun's rays, and then hopefully they'll start extending that 10-metre mast. And if that all goes to plan, they'll be in a position where they can start looking at objects and start calibrating the spacecraft.
It sounds like very complicated technology. Is that why we've not done it before? We just simply haven't had the capability?
Yes, well, I mean, partly there is this problem is the more collecting area you have on an X-ray telescope, the longer it has to be, which is the limit for the next missions, trying to work out how to get around that. There have been inventive ideas where you have two separate spacecraft that go up and align themselves. So you have the detector on one and you have the mirrors on the other. And this extending mast is an interesting variation on a way around the problem. It is based on previous technology that's worked successfully up in orbit. So it's every reason to think it'll work.
And if the sorts of events that we're seeing are the sort of the highest energy events, does that mean that they are relatively rare? Are they few and far between? Will we be looking for a while before we see something, or do we expect as soon as it's online to start seeing very interesting things?
Oh, well, we should start seeing very interesting things already. We already know where they're accreting black holes. Or we have sources that we have detected hard X-ray photons, maybe haven't quite pinpointed where they are in the sky. And we certainly know where there are hard X-ray sources, and we haven't been able to look at the source in any great detail. So I think it has enormous potential. It's originally a two-year mission it's funded for, and I think it's going to map out a lot of that sky in the time.
And we'll have more astronomical news from Robert Massey of the Royal Astronomical Society later on.